Good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council regular council meeting for Monday, November the 10th. That was postponed until today, Wednesday, November the 12th at 6:30 p.m. due to the weather. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Woodruff.
Okay, we do have four or five council members present tonight, so we have a quorum and can proceed with the meeting. The next item on the agenda is an invocation. I'll ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation, and everyone remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this very day that you blessed us with. We thank you for life and health and strength. Thank you that we're able to gather here tonight to discuss town business. And I pray that you would give us wisdom and your guidance in every decision that we make. And I pray that you would continue to bless our town moving forward. You know the needs that we have. We're trusting that you will be with us and bless us in our endeavors. We ask these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next is response to public expression from the October 20th council meeting. Do we have any response to public expression? Don't think we had anybody for public expression at the last meeting.
Yeah, he was on the agenda, didn't he?
The next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda tonight?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda, and the first item on the agenda is reports. It looks like Assistant Chief Mr. Roger Stanley is here for the fire department, so come on up, sir.
We're done this evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
I got it right here. We're good. Thank you. All right. Through the month of October, we had one structure fire, four smoke reports, one vehicle fire, eight motor vehicle accidents, so forth and so on. Had a total of 28 calls. Had a total number of man hours of 192. Involved in the calls, pretty well short and sweet. Do you guys have anything for me? Mr. Hawkins will be out of town for a few more days. He is going deer hunting, so I guess the burden falls on my shoulders for a few days. I know the parade is coming up first next month. He said that Joe had expressed wanting to ride the fire truck on top of the fire truck like he used to.
Santa does, yeah.
Yeah, Santa Claus does, I'm sorry. But it's going to be a job to get him up there, and it's not really that safe. We're looking at maybe putting him in the bed of one of our other trucks.
First run truck, maybe.
Yeah, the last 686, the last truck we bought. And we're going to fix it up before he can sit in the back of that. I think that'd probably be the best route to take. And just so much can happen off the top of that other truck. Like me, we ain't getting any younger.
That's not a problem.
That's all I've got for you guys. If you all have anything, any questions, I'll be more than happy to try my best to answer for you.
For you all, the Coburn Christmas tree lighting we're going to do on Wednesday, December 3rd. And if any of you all would like to, say, come down and sit up and give out popcorn or something to the kids, we're trying to do as much free stuff as we can.
Right.
And do it in the parking lot there at the where the stage is at. And because we are not doing Home for the Holidays, but we are trying to do something for the kids to still get people to come out to the tree lighting. And I'm going to have some music and stuff on the stage from 6 to 8.
All right. From 6 to 8 on
December
Wednesday,
the 3rd
day of December. Mm-hmm. As far as the popcorn goes, I don't know if we have enough left.
It's anything you all would like to do.
Okay. I will run that by them and let them know. Wednesday, tree lighting ceremony. Let me put that in so I don't forget it. Y'all know I've had a stroke. I can't remember nothing. No, I'm kidding. Crystal says I need to quit playing that card. But nonetheless. December 3rd.
All yeah. Right. 6 to 8.
From 6 to 8, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
November
3rd.
All right. The 3rd. All right. My only question is, how many members are on the fire department now?
I don't have that exact number.
I'm just curious.
37. I missed it by 2. Not bad.
All right, any other questions for...
I got a quick question.
Yep.
On your fuel?
Yes, sir.
You have any problems with the cars or anything up there?
Nothing since that one episode, and I think that was due to the attendant.
Okay. Because right now with the changeovers with Valero stores, we cannot utilize our gas cards at any of those stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So our guys, the town employees, are having to go up to... Roadrunner is the closest place.
And that's where we usually buy fuel anyway. So, okay.
All right. Good.
Okay. So we need to go to the Roadrunner to get fuel.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put a message out after a while in case anybody needs fuel to let them know.
Because okay. You guys mainly do Roadrunner all the time anyway.
Usually. Cliff seems to think that the diesel up there is better. So...
Diesel's dirty either way you look at it.
I always buy it to other place myself. My truck, that's beside the point.
But they're not accepting our credit cards now.
Okay. Yeah, they were supposed to transition yesterday, wasn't they? Mm-hmm. Do we know who took over or who bought the place? Or?
I believe they're from India.
Okay.
I don't remember the names.
All right, any other questions for the fire department? All right, next up is the police department, Chief Mullins.
Evening, Mayor, Council. In front of you, got a copy of our monthly report for October. Calls were very consistent. They've kind of stabilized out, so we're getting a better picture of what normal kind of looks like. But it was still a busy month. We're working on catching up on a lot of things administratively. We completed the FBI LEADA course. I should be hearing back from them in the next couple of weeks. They plan on sending a representative up to present the department with a plaque for that. We were able to get our command staff through. We were the first agency in Lee Scott or Wise County that was able to achieve that. And so they are going to send somebody up from their headquarters location to recognize the police department for that. And as soon as I know more details on that, I'm going to try to coordinate on the night for a council meeting, but if for some reason we can't get that worked out, I'll keep you in the loop as when that'll be so that you all can attend. Still working on, we closed out the Q4 grants for the DMV. We've not received notification for reimbursement on that one yet. And due to the government shutdown, we still haven't got any updates on the federal grant for the accreditation process, but everything's going pretty well. We had several public events last month, and we'll have somebody from the police department that attends the event on December the 3rd as well. Any questions for me?
Questions for Chief Mullins.
And also, I'd just like to thank the fire department. They've helped us out on some, and the road crew, public works. They've helped us out on some calls these last couple of days. We've had quite a few wrecks. I think the snow kind of caught up on or snuck up on a lot of people, and so they helped us out quite a bit, and we appreciate them.
Well done, Mr. Chair.
All right.
We got a good working relationship, brother.
Next up, we have Town Manager Report, Mr. Williams.
How's everybody doing tonight?
We're warmer than we were Monday.
Yes, we are. I've been trying to get information together for the commission, the boards, including the planning commission. I've got a list. There's only three people that's currently on that list. Jibber being one of them, and I've not had contact with the other two. Unfortunately, the other two that was on ours passed away. I guess I'm reaching out. I know last time I put it in the newspaper to have it advertised. Any other suggestions on how to get hold of people to get them onto these boards or ask them? Or
I would say just put a post on Facebook, and then maybe between all of us, we can come up with some individuals that we might would recommend and reach out to them.
What does it cost to put it in the want ads back in the back of the Cofield where it's...
I'm not sure.
A public notices, isn't that what it's called?
Well, it's like the pool when we do that. That's about $40 every time we do
see, this is a public, the in the back of it where the want ads, and I think it says public notices.
It's more like public information.
Yeah. It's because I don't think that costs like a big ad does. To check into that. That would be a good place to put it, because a lot of people do read the public notices, because that's where court cases and land deed stuff is transpired. See what the cost is on that one. But like I said, Facebook, our marquee down here.
Okay.
And you haven't been able to get in touch with the other two?
I have not. I got the phone numbers Monday, and I've not had an opportunity to give them a call yet.
Okay.
Jeff and I was working on trying to get the yellow truck some repair done on the engine. We have been unable to do that as of yet, just because of the time difference that he wasn't here. So that's still ongoing, and we'll get with Collins to see if there's something that we can do to fix that miss that's in the vehicle, because it won't pull heels. So that's still in progress.
It's actually got the drivers running a little better.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
we didn't have to take the Collins and nothing right there. I talked to him about it earlier. Jesse said right there, he's doing great right now. So
I haven't had that.
See, we threatened to take it to the doctor, and it got better.
Yeah. Well, we know more off when we get that plow on there.
Yeah. Do what?
We'll get the plow, snow plow on it.
Yeah. I'll get some lights for the snow plow around.
Yeah.
I've tried contacting the gentleman that had the grasshopper business, and I've left messages, and I've texted him once, and I've not gotten any replies back from him at all. I know the gate is locked up there. I've not seen anybody in there in a while, so... I did get some pricing for...
See if you can get him to answer you.
I'm gonna have Joe's one gave me the number. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Joe to try to see if he can get him to answer him.
Okay. That sounds good.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
In the extra papers I left you earlier, there's some price quotes for the leak detector. There's two quotes in there. The difference between the two is one of them is about the similar price. The one from Consolidated includes a rod that you can stick into the ground, which gives you better hearing and data back as far as the listening device. Or the other one does not come with that, but it's the same machine.
What do we do now? Just walk around till we find a wet spot?
Dig and dig.
Walk around.
Yeah. We try to utilize the PSA, but obviously they're just as well busy as we are trying to find a leak. So we have to wait maybe a couple of days at a time just to be able to borrow their equipment. The last time we did, it was a time crunch because they was getting ready to go on another one themselves. So. Also, I think I have it on the gentlemen, there's another paper on that packet I gave you. Emails, it should be the last sheet from the gentleman with the gas and go.
That's on our agenda. Do you want to wait?
Is it on there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We'll wait on that one.
Okay.
That's all I can think of at the moment.
Question. So I've got one that came back to my brain when you were talking about those Teslas. Whatever happened with us getting a charging station? I thought they were offering it to us for free to set it up.
Did we ever hear anything back?
Last time I heard back from them that they were putting it into, I think it's around Knoxville. For that particular program, because they just want me to come up and do a class as far as symposium or something like that.
Right. Okay.
Before they put it in, I think they're going to have to window the grants.
Right. Probably would have been nice to have one. I don't think there is one here local.
Norton's got on
St. Paul.
And I think Bigstone may have one. I know Norton's in St. Paul does.
And did you ever, I know we just met Monday, but anything from them to go over and check the depot building?
I tried to call him today, and it went to his voicemail.
So I know the building is shut down. Have we drained the toilets? Is a heat pump still running and all that still going over there?
We got it turned down, but the water and everything, we went over and winterized everything over there. Okay. We just left the heat on just a little bit.
Yeah, we turned it down over at 60.
Yeah, around about
60. Well, it won't freeze at 60, but I was just making sure that we didn't bust up the water lines.
Yeah.
And
is there anybody else besides this guy that, I mean, he keeps giving us the runaround? When we first heard about this, he was coming the next week, and he's still not shown up yet. Is there anybody else that can go over there? And
he did come the next week, but he did a little walk around, and then that's when we had to clean everything out from under the bottom. And then once that happened, that's when I contacted him. And the last word I got was he's going to get with his son to come down and map it.
Okay, I mean, that's something. The sooner we can get a price and hopefully get back over there and able to use the building would be beneficial. So if you would just keep following up.
I will.
And it would be nice to have somebody else go look and see what they say. I mean,
I can get a hold of Quisenberry's and see if they can come down.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, did you get a hold of Quisenberry's about the ponds?
Not since we talked last time, though.
Okay. And
what about the Laferny roof guy was supposed to be meeting with you all to visit, to look at roofs?
Yes. Is that on the...
It's on the... No, it's not on the agenda.
Okay. I do have information on that, and he has gave me three quotes for it.
Is that in our packet?
I didn't get them until after the packet.
Okay.
Yeah, have with me.
Okay.
If you would tell you what they are, though.
Okay.
Does it bother you? Everybody's looking at you.
No, I just can't get that over. Let me revisit this while we're talking about other things, and then I'll get one.
All right, that's all the questions I had, other than going back to the, because it's not in on the agenda item, going back to discuss this leak detector. So one is priced at $33.50 and one is at $32.50. What was the difference?
The one through Consolidate has the rod that you poke into the ground, and the other one does not. That's the only difference on that.
And how much money will this be saving us based on time and resources and all that?
I know from this last time we was looking for this large leak that the water department had us work, or the plant had us working on, we spent days of walking and four or five people. So you deal with salary and their time, then I couldn't put a dollar amount on it right now, but it's quite a bit.
Does this one through Consolidated have any type of warranty?
5-year warranty right there.
I see it.
Yeah. Oh, I see it now. Ooh. I don't know how you saw that.
With my eyeballs. This other one was asking for thoughts of. Where's this other company from?
It's a website that actually Tim, Matt gave me to look at. That's the same thing as Consolidated. Hey.
So that extra $100 would be the probe.
Yeah, if you buy that probe separately, it's like $500-something, I think it was. Okay, I got the quotes on the buildings if you're ready for them.
I'm not. I'm ready to. I move that we authorize the purchase of the leak detector through Consolidated Pipe and Supply using ARPA funds.
Second.
Motion and a second to purchase a leak detector for Public Works in the amount of $3,350 using ARPA funds. Is there any discussion?
Is that the one now with the rod?
With the probe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. All right, any more discussion? All right, Mr. Sharp, she'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins. Devin K. Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Wood.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. Now we'll go back to the roof quotes, Mr. Williams.
All right, on the library, there's, of course, they gave us the silver, gold, platinum, and platinum plus. The 50 mil with 15 year is $37,290. And if you go up to the 50 mil, 20 years, it's $39,700. The platinum.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't want. We don't want to hear that. No.
Skylights there,
look
too, right?
Right. On that, the skylights is painted over. They're not there for any particular reason other than to leak. So when he was up there looking at it, me and Jeff got together and just decided to go ahead and just do it without the skylights. And there's a bunch up there. I didn't realize there's like six up there, I think, for that little building. And they're all painted over, and they're just there for leak.
I can remember when it was first built. It was they did use them; they were utilized.
And now there's a second ceiling in there too that you can't even tell from the inside of the building.
And that's just for the library.
Yes, for the MEOC building. The silver is $33,850. Which is 50 mil, 15 years, and then 50 mil for 20 years is $35,920.
How long are these quotes good?
He just told me once we talked about to holler back at them. These don't have a time period on them. Let's see. I don't see a time limit on them. I was working with them last time before, and they gave us quite a bit of time. The original prices, too.
All right, questions? If you would, please email us that so we can have it to look at. Any other questions about the roof? All right, any other questions for Mr. Williams?
So, questions, I do. So, our cameras that we have, are we connected to Hillcom with those?
The ones in Town Hall?
At the complexes, the different ones throughout town?
Those, the ones we have in the garage, they are through...
So where's the internet in that building? Is it through Hillcom or is it something else?
I think there's actually two in there. I noticed the last time when I was in there trying to fix them, they got both. They got Hillcom and Scott County. And right now the cameras is going through Scott County.
Hillcom is free, right?
Yes.
So would it not be cost effective to tell Scott County that we don't want them in that building?
Yes.
I think everywhere that we have Hillcom set up, we need to go through and pull out Scott County.
The only thing that's different as far as like the town hall is that we have Scott County there because of our phone systems.
Right.
And that's utilized through their internet service.
Okay.
There's a phone at the office or at the maintenance shop, which is through Scott County as well. And what I've been discussing is because the water plant has Vantage. So I'm considering of taking that out down there and putting Vonage so they can have a phone in the shop.
Do they need a phone in the shop? Everybody has a cell phone.
Well, I guess not.
How often is it used? That's the thing. Is it really used?
Well, robocalls every day down there. But the main reason we put that in to begin with is because we're Dave, and then we didn't have the cell phones then, but with him being by himself, he had no way of contacting anybody.
Right, but everybody has cell phones now. So I don't see a reason that they would need a phone. That's my 10 cents.
Yeah, other than that, they don't use, because I asked Jesse too, how often do they use that? And he says, on time it rings. He doesn't make phone calls on it.
Yeah, we just take it out.
Yeah, I don't think it's serving a purpose, really. Okay. Other questions? All right, we'll move along to Public Works. Mr. Livings.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I got for you tonight is that we made two water hookups on 6th Street. You repaired a water leak on Driftfield Drive. You repaired three water leaks out of Timberville on a 6-inch water line. We repaired a 7 on 634 Metal Street. You repaired a water leak on Plum Street. You repaired a water leak on Stafford Road. Repaired another water leak on Metal Street. We repaired another water leak on Chalet Street. And we did 88 work orders. And that's all I got for tonight.
How's the Christmas decoration coming along?
We start putting them up right there. Randy Hale, he's been working pretty hard on them. Started putting lights and stuff on the rails when they're through there, but trying to wait till they get them.
Right, you have to wait there till the veteran banners are gone. The
banners down so we can go on that through there. But it's working pretty good now, ain't it, Randy?
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually got some of the lights on top of the rail if they don't tear it down, take the banner down.
Okay.
And since, you know, the depot and everything down, I don't know, y'all, you know, if we're putting any lights on it like it was or.
I would still decorate the front of it.
I was talking to Randy just a few minutes before we started. I figured just the porch area.
Yeah, just the porch part like it has been.
Yeah, I don't need to be climbing up on it.
All
right. Other questions for Mr. Livingston? All right, thank you.
Real quick, if we do the both roofs at one time, it's going to save us $4,220.
So are we taking, is that what they're offering if we...
If we do both at the same time.
They're going to offer that discount, so whatever price this is, we can take that much off? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
How much was it,
$4,220. Okay. Anything else for Public Works before we move on? All right, Mrs. Sharp, Treasurer Clerk.
I gave you guys an updated report. And on that report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $38,596.17. The interim accounts payables were $51,229.18. We had $42,688.85 in cash disbursements. You have October 20th regular meeting minutes. Our posted cash balance as of today was $34,289.01. We had $22,957.87 in outstanding checks. Less our total accounts payable due of $38,596.17, which left a balance of negative $27,265.03. Since I prepared those reports this morning, We had one additional deposit, and that was this afternoon, and it was $12,077.28, which left a total cash availability of negative $15,187.75. Before I left the office, I had them check the cash registers to see what had come in since we made that afternoon deposit, and we had $22,000 in payments. And then on the 16th, we're supposed to be getting $9,185 on debt set off, and those would put us over $15,000 to the positive. We haven't used any of the ready access money because we've gotten through the payroll, the VRA, and the CNW. And then in your reports, you find copies of the total cash availability for all the month of October and November current, the cash availability comparison report. You have the credit card statements for the card services and Wex Valero.
Questions for Mrs. Sharp? All department heads know that we're just spending what we need. Is that correct?
Yes.
We've sent out a memo as far as that goes. All right, so you need from us, Ms. Sharp, the approval of the total accounts payable due, the interim accounts payable due, and the regular meeting minutes from October. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due in the amount of $38,596.17.
Second.
Motion a second to approve the total accounts payable due in the amount of $38,596.17. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I'll make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented in the amount of $51,229.18.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $51,229.18. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I will make a motion to accept the October 20th, 25 regular meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion a second to approve the October 20th, 2025 regular meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Mrs. Sharp, just a question. We've got a VRA payment coming, or CNW payment coming up.
Yes, that's due the end of the month.
End of the month, okay. And
we
what about?
We can cover Anthem with what's coming in, so that one should be good. And then we have a VRA of $13,760.
And when is that due?
November 1st.
Or
December 1st,
right? Okay, December 1st. Okay. And then how many more payrolls in the month of November? One more?
Yeah, I think so.
And then the payroll in December, when would the first payroll in December be?
5th.
The 5th, which would be before we meet again. So, Ms. Steele, at the last meeting, you made a motion as far as using ready access through November due to the fact that we won't have a meeting before December. Just for cushion, would you like to make another motion for the same thing as last month to get
would
us through
like
the end of the year?
That? Is that the one that took me 3 times?
Yep, so.
Oh, my Lord. I don't have to look it up. I'll not try to make it as bad this time. Let's see. I would like to make a motion to give permission to Kathy Sharp to pay bills in the month of December, if necessary, to CNWVRA or the payroll out of our ready access account.
Yep, with the understanding that as soon as money is available, it will be returned to that account. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to allow Mrs. Sharp the month of December to use ready access account to pay for CNWVRA or payroll if the money is not available, with the understanding that the money will be returned there as soon as possible if needed. Is there any discussion? All right, Mrs. Sharp, you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devontae Rooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
All right, motion carries. All right, you don't need anything else from us. Is that correct?
No,
other than my signatures, which I work on. All right, next up, Mr. Sturgill with the attorney report.
Yes, and what I have tonight will be covered under specific legal matters under 8-8.
All right. Questions for Mr. Sturgill? All right, we'll move along to old business A.
New business A?
New business A. Sorry, old BB&T bank building.
In the packet I handed out here, there's a new
date.
Oh. So they moved it from the 8-10 to the
15-17.
Yeah, 15
to the 17.
Yes.
Any reason? Do you know why?
I do not. I just got notified today.
Okay.
As you all know, this is a dollar auction. Basically, it starts off at a dollar. Whatever the highest bid is at the end of the 17th, I think it's 4:30, is the winner of the building. There is a $20,000 and or 5% of the final bid that will be paid toward the auction price.
What do you mean by that?
It is...
So, like, 20% has to be paid up front? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's whatever's based on whoever wins the auction.
So that would be over and above what you win it for?
Right. It's either 20,000 or 5%, which is...
Whichever.
That would need to be added to the total. That's what you're telling me.
Yes, sir.
So, I have a question on this. I know you've got to put in how much your highest bid amount would be, correct?
I've not got past the point where I have to let them know how much we plan on bidding, and then we have to show proof that we have that money.
And that would be our highest bid.
Exactly.
My question is going to be this, is if I go in and I say my highest bid's going to be 50, can I go in and later change it to 75? Or then later go in and change it to 90, versus showing my hand at the whole amount I'm willing to pay?
I personally will say yes, just from the other auctions I've dealt with, but I've not had...
But does that make sense?
It does.
Because, you know, somebody else could be on the side just running the bid up just so we would reach what we said our maximum would be.
Yeah.
And I would rather do it in increments of 50, 75, 90. I'm not sure I want the whole line.
I understand.
That I would feel better doing it that way. And if we can, to do it that way. And personally, I think it would be a good investment for the town using our ARPA funds to acquire the building.
So we will have another meeting before the auction date now that it's been moved. So mm-hmm. Can you get on there and go ahead and register and kind of see the process?
He has to tell them how much we're going to
right now?
Yeah, when he registers.
And if we do that, I mean, technically, we can discuss that under acquisition of real estate in closed session.
Okay.
It would be my suggestion, because I don't think we need to be discussing bid amounts.
Right. But
I mean, we can discuss, you know,
generalities
and our intent to do something, but.
Right.
Did anybody find out what the old bank sold for, the miners exchange bank? Anybody find out the selling price on that when it was auctioned or sold? It was sold.
I'm not looked at.
Call Ron and ask him. Well, I can look that up.
You can find it. He might be on this.
Not if you don't know that. Don't tell me.
All right. So I guess we can, we really don't know too much about it because you don't know how it's set up, but we can discuss that more in closed session.
Correct.
All right. Anything else in regards to that? All right. Next is the PFAS retainer.
I will pass that to Mr. Sturgill.
Yeah, this is something that's been discussed with Jimmy in the past and then also with me several times over the past few months.
And me now.
Okay, and I, you know, had relayed the information to council last month. I told Mr. Reynolds, who's the person in charge for the Hurt Law Firm as far as for the class action, that he could reach out to council members to discuss if needed. Obviously, this is PFAS litigation dealing with contamination of groundwater against DuPont and several larger companies. I know several localities have signed on to it. Several have not. And it's kind of an individual decision. I know there's been discussion, you know, whether there's been testing and the cost of it. I know Mr. Reynolds says that the cost of testing would be at their expense. And you know, obviously I'm not sure as far as the technical levels of anything that's done. But I know he's reached out to Devontae and CC'd some council members, and that's the information I have for the moment.
All right, I think we'll also discuss this in closed session.
They say that PFAS is all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up is the October 2025 water usage report.
It's in your packet for your reading enjoyment.
Questions about the water report?
This report, it reflects where we were looking for that large leak, and of course we found it, but it doesn't reflect the numbers. That is it's the last page.
So we'll be able to see a significant difference, hopefully, in the...
Yeah, it was 62%
fingers crossed. Yep.
Okay. Any other questions?
Last page.
Ooh, I just got an incentive. All right, next up, we'll go to Old Business A, Food City Gas and Go.
In the packet that I gave out
earlier
today, there's an email string for me and the gentleman that is wanting us to assist in paving the parking lot. I did reply back to him saying that you guys took no action on it and we weren't going to move forward. And then he provided a recent, an actual quote for what it would cost to do that. And I believe it's...
$21,000. Again, so I feel like council is...
I'm with the outside of participation. Give him permission to work in the public road.
Yeah, they want to make sure or ask for a right way to work.
To work in the right way.
But if they do any damages.
So what do we need to do there, Will?
What's that?
If they work in the right way and they cause damages, then they're going to be responsible.
That would be correct.
I would probably go and do a video footage, walk it in video before they start so that you know what it looks like, because I've wrote it, Devontae's wrote it. There's nothing wrong with it. It just, when we rode through there, that road was fine. Better than some of our other town roads.
So do we need to take some type of formal vote to allow them to work on the right-of-way, or?
I I think so. I think that makes sense in order to do that, in order to give them permission. But at the same time, that we're not providing any funding or anything to that.
I figured it would have been some of his privy, but I could do this maybe without doing it three times. I would like to make a motion to allow Stephen Spangler with the Food City Gas and Go to give them permission to work in the public right-of-way and to be able to have a video footage, photos to show the road prior to them starting.
And I think that permission's conditioned upon that they would be responsible for
detriment to our property.
Correct. Okay. And I would make that clear that that permission's
based on. And we are not paying for anything. Yeah.
Here I go with the second test. Clip two. Rescind the first motion, second motion.
No, it didn't have a second, so you're good.
Okay, so I can just change it.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to give Jimmy Williams permission to talk to Stephen Spangler and give them permission to work in the public right-of-way at the new Gas and Go in Coburn, and that any damages done, they will be responsible.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to authorize Mr. Williams to have a conversation with Stephen Spangler with Food City Gas and Go, giving them permission to work in the right-of-way at the new Food City Gas and Go with the understanding that they would be responsible to any type of damage that is done, and under this understanding that we are not providing any funding for this project. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next item under old business is B, Buchanan Pump Food City Lift
Station.
Let me back up.
So reading his response down here, where he was under the impression and stuff, tell him that after further consideration that we had looked at it and that we just could not, and that that we might be reimbursements and stuff like that. We couldn't do that. We just couldn't. Now,
somebody probably shouldn't have brought that up, but we won't go back to that. Anywho, Buchanan Pump Food City Lift Station starter panel.
I know. Oh, yeah. Change my mind.
We go back from the last time we had the meeting, and we had a on-site show and tell, more or less, for that pump to see how it works.
That's awesome.
And everything. And Mr. Steele recorded it, and we asked questions, which I thought was very appropriate. And their point on the price and everything of the switches and relays is that they ensure the proper functioning of that pump. They did agree that there are cheaper routes, but they made a statement that they've gone through the years of going different fuses or different relays and everything, and these one that they're proposing is the ones that they themselves trust, and to ensure the warranties will not be defaulted on a bad switch or a bad relay. So,
was the starter, was it mentioned when they first put the pump in, about putting a new starter in?
It was brought up after when they put the pump in, yes. But it wasn't part of the putting the pump in.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, they didn't mention anything about
they did.
Putting the starter in?
They did.
I'm sure it needs one.
Yeah.
That was the problem, is that when they turn it on, it surges.
Yeah.
And that if we have a real bad electrical surge, it could burn up the brand new pump. That's been the concern that we've had waiting as long as we have waited, that if anything happened, it will void the warranty and our money will be poof.
So, so what's the price of the... of what we need?
It was almost 80 laps.
Yeah, I think it was 73, wasn't it? 73 something.
I don't know if I wrote it down or not. This is a shortened version. The video actually that Joe took was 45 minutes long. This is just them. They put in a... how big round was that cable? Thumb-sized copper cable. That was the first thing he put in. They just put in the baby wipes. He's going to put a mop head in, a work towel, and all this other good stuff.
And it grinds it.
It chopped it.
Smooth as silk.
This is him taking it out. That's what it looks like after it's gone through the grinder.
And that's what we have out there now?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And this is that mop head, those baby wipes. There's that pieces of that copper tubing. What I watched was interesting. That's that.
I mean, I think we need
his open surge. I do not have a price in here.
Mm-mm. It was $7,200 and something. And I think it was in our last packet or packet before last.
I don't have it.
I didn't bring my last month's packet.
Mm-mm. Pretty sure it was in last month's packet.
Do you have it in an email or anything to that effect? Do you have anything on it, Jeff? The actual price?
I've got it. I just got it. Give me just a minute to find it. Get me off that right there.
What do you want it to be?
I want to get back to my regular photo album. $7,982.78.
And what exactly is this?
That is two Freedom Size 2 starter switches, two 90 amp relay motor protections, two heater packs. Jeffrey?
It's a heater pack.
Help me out here. What is a heater pack?
I think that the heater pack's right there goes in there when it gets so hot.
That's the thing you was talking to me about in the beginning, that it would cut it off before it burned up something. Three coal fuse holder, two of those, six 1-amp bus fuses, and labor of 4 hours, which the labor was $105 an hour, which $420 total price for the labor, $7,982.78.
What did the starter switch and so forth cost to the one in Flatwoods? So we have a
see, it all was inclusive.
They were all when those pumps were put in.
Because that pump station out there, when it was put in all new, mm-hmm. through, when was that? We first got on council. Is that right?
A long time ago then.
Yeah, but they were updated then versus that out there was put in back in, when and back, who knows when.
Is there any action from council?
I'm going to do it again. I'd like to make a motion to let Buchanan Pump go ahead and do the process to protect that pump in the amount of $7,982.78.
And I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to... We've already got a motion and a second. We've got a motion and a second to authorize Buchanan Pump to install the starter switches and the amps in the amount of $7,982.78. Now for discussion, Mrs. Steele, is that coming from the general fund?
No, I'd like to make it from the ARPA funds.
Oh, okay. So would you like to make a substitute motion?
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Okay.
I'd like to make a substitute motion to allow Buchanan Pump to put in the starter switches and everything that it took to fix that in the amount of $7,982.78 with the money coming from the ARPA funds.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to authorize Buchanan Pump to install the starter switches in the amount of $7,982.78 using ARPA funds. Is there any discussion? Mrs. Sharp, roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
I guess I'll have to vote for it to keep him burning the pump up.
So is that an aye?
That was
okay.
Evan Tate Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Wood.
All right, motion carries, and that substitute motion does take the place of the original motion, so we have no other motions on the floor. All right, the next item is closed session. We have various reasons to go into closed sessions, and I don't have my notes with me, Mr. Sergil, so you're going to have to help me out.
We would be going in under 2.23711A1 personnel, 2.23711A3 discussion of acquisition of real estate or disposition of real estate, 2.23711A7 actual or probable litigation, 2.23711A8 specifically legal matters.
All right, so at this time I move that we enter into closed session in accordance with Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 personnel, A3, acquisition of real estate, A7, actual or probable litigation, and A8, specific legal matters. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion a second to enter into closed session, A1, A3, A7, and A8. Any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.